Hello and welcome to the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore, along with the legendary DJ Shockley.
There he goes with that legendary again.
And we're heading into week three, but first, we got to look at our week two picks, Shock.
My week two picks are very good, I think so.
I think you won last week, is that right?
I did win.
I'm going to let you claim that.
I don't think I know I won. It happened.
But I'm have a feeling. I like my picks. I think I've got a good feeling about this.
I hope not.
So we're going to check in with the voice of reason, Mr. Robert Yokes.
All right, fellas. Well, you guys did good this week. Last week was not so great. This week,
yes,
you made up for it.
Yes.
Both of you guys had some solid picks. We'll go through Matt's first. Matt started with Aaron Rodgers, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns. Can't really go wrong with that pick. Decent. Arian Foster came back finally, 138 yards and 1 touchdown.
Decent.
Solid pick.
Decent.
Jeremy Maclin in the big win. He only had 4 receptions for 45 yards, but the big one was he got the game-winning touchdown there at the end to get you those last points.
Subpar.
Now, here was your bad pick. Jordan Cameron.
You mean Cameron Jordan? The guy with two first names. I'm just messing with you.
Jordan Cameron with the big goose egg for you. 0 receptions for 0 yards. But you finished off solid. Washington Redskins defense against the Jaguars. They held them to 10 points. And got 1 interception. On the other side, Shock, you had some pretty
Talk
good
to
picks,
me.
Too.
Yeah, baby.
Started out with Andrew Luck, 172 yards for 3 touchdowns. Sean Lynch, 6 rushes for 36 yards.
Beast mode.
4 receptions for 27 yards.
Beast mode.
Demaryius Thomas, you said you were going to go against the Chiefs, and with these next two guys, you did.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas, 5 receptions for 92 yards and a touchdown. Julius Thomas, 4 receptions for 39 yards and a touchdown. And lastly, big one, Arizona Cardinals defense.
Stood
2
up.
Interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries, and 1 touchdown. So good job, guys. Came
no
back
way I
from
lost.
A terrible first weekend and made some good picks.
Stop me staying terrible.
I think lesson learned. Thank you, Voice of Reason, Robert Gills. I think the lesson learned here is pick Broncos and pick against the Jaguars.
Very true. That works for us every time, every week.
All right, let's get it going. I have the honors because I beat you, Shaq. Week 2 win for me.
Can't believe that.
Here we go.
Got to check those numbers.
Here we go. I am starting with my quarterback, Mr. Tom Terrific Brady.
Really? Tom Terrific?
Tom Brady is my guy.
Who are they playing?
They are playing the Oakland Raiders. That's another lesson learned. Pick against the Raiders.
Playing the Raiders.
Who you got, Shock?
That's a pretty good pick. Okay, I'm going to go with Drew Brees versus the Minnesota Vikings. Drew Brees is 0-2 right now. There's no way in the world he's going to lose a third game.
Go for a receiver.
All right, and receiver, I am going to go with Julian Edelman. So I'm kind of rooting for Matt to have a good day with Mr. Tom Terrific. So Julian Edelman is going to have a good day.
All right, I'm going to go the rook, Mr. Sammy Watkins. Looked like he got it going.
Slamming
Sammy Watkins. Not a bad pick is what he did. I think
Sammy had a first good week.
That,
he had a good week last
week.
Week
3. My running back, I'm going with Andre Ellington, the home run hitter. Now, they're going against the 49ers defense, but I think he's gonna surprise you on that.
Robert's going to get you next week because that's going to be a terrible pick. Remember that. Remember I said that. Terrible
Who's
pick.
Your running back, Sean?
My running back is going to be Nile Davis. He's taking over for Jamal Charles, who's going to be out, so they're going to be feeding him. I see Robert over there shaking his head, so he's all about that pick. Everybody likes that pick. Bad pick by him. So, tight end, I'm going to go with Martellus Bennett.
Your guy Davis is going to be the waiver wire pick of the week, I think. I think he's going to be all over the waiver wire.
Give me love. You got to go in now.
My tight end, I'm going Jermaine Gresham. We saw him last week. He's going against the Titans.
Defense,
Thursday Night Football,
uh-oh,
in the Dome,
uh-oh,
Atlanta Falcons.
I like the Falcons versus the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah. Who's your defense?
My defense is the Cincinnati Bengals. We just saw them play last week. They are pretty good. They get a lot of pressure. But lucky enough, they're playing against Jake Locker in Tennessee, so that just bodes even more for me. So I think after this week, I will be 2-1. We're 1-1 right now. You looked up and beat me by like a point and a half maybe.
We're going to make the loser wear something next week. We don't know what yet. Maybe you tweet us what you want us to wear.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome. The loser is going to wear something next week on this show. All right, now, what we It'll do every mad. Week, we're going to give you 3 guys that you should stay away from.
Okay.
And you kind of segued for us. Our first person, who is it? It is Mr. Jake Locker,
yes,
going against those Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati. We kind of saw what you get when you go to Cincinnati against that defense. I think he's going to be wishing that he had those headsets on all day.
Jake Locker's probably going to want to be the backup when they play Cincinnati. and he's gonna want to be on the sideline with his headphones on. So stay away from Jake Locker. He may get you in some trouble.
All right, who's next? Ooh, the Jaguars.
Just this is not even a person. This is not a player. This is the whole entire franchise. Just stay away from the Jaguars, period. How about that?
I think this guy invented something I like to call Jaguar face.
He's like, what are we doing out here? We drafted these guys?
What's going on? And now we're going to go from Jaguar face to, yes, Eli face, Manning face. Give it to me, Shaw. I'm going to go Manning face. Rob, can you give us?
Rob, give us the Manning face. The Manning face every time. Classic Manning face. Eli's thrown a couple picks the last couple weeks. I mean, Eli's on the down slope, so stay away from Eli.
All right, Shaq, before we get out of here, I want to get your Equifax fantasy picks for this week. Who you got?
My Equifax picks for this week. You know, I got to say, the people at Equifax do a great job. They send me alerts and everything to my phone, so I know what I'm doing weekly. So
I get this, too.
If you're not if you're not involved, you need to be involved. I'm taking Matt. He's going to be up this week. Tampa Bay. You got to take. I'm taking Quiz. I keep taking Quiz every week because I'm expecting Quiz to do something for us, and he's gonna come through for us. Obviously, Julio, two great weeks. He's going to make plays. That's what he does. On the other side, I'm going to take Vincent Jackson as my other receiver. He's a big-time receiver. I only got Mike Evans on the other side, but I like Vincent Jackson. He makes a couple of plays. He's a big-body guy. So, kicker, Matt Bryant. Matt is clutch, as always, that we talked about. And I'm going with that Falcons defense as well. I'm with that Falcons defense.
You're picking
with
me. So absolutely. You're going to be rooting for Tom Brady and my Falcons D this week. I like that, Shaq. You're going to be pulling.
I'm not rooting for. I'm just with Tom Brady. So,
fans, you can play against CJ Shockley in the Score with Equifax fantasy game.
You can lose as well.
Log on to Equifax.com/Falcons. You win fabulous prizes every week. And you can talk some trash to Shaq, Todd McClure, Brian Finneran. When you beat them on a weekly basis. So log on to Equifax.com/Falcons. That's going to do it for week 3 of the Equifax Fantasy Show. We'll see you next week when I'm victorious.
Oh.